This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Altoona Police Department is once again reminding residents to take safety precautions when driving through construction zones as work on Highway 53 continues. According to a press release, the Altoona Police Department responded to 4 construction-related crashes last week. They say a common contributing factor in those crashes was drivers following too closely in the construction zone, so they're reminding drivers to slow down, leave plenty of distance between their vehicle and the ones in front of them, avoid distractions, and expect slow traffic. They're also encouraging residents to consider avoiding Highway 53 altogether during construction, especially during busier traffic hours. Starting this week, both northbound and southbound Highway 53 will see right lane closures. Those lane closures could cause some confusion around major exits like Claremont Avenue, so law enforcement authorities are also reminding drivers not to switch lanes at the last second and take a safer route to get back on track with minimal delay. The construction is part of a Department of Transportation project to replace the Otter Creek Bridge. Republican State Senator Jesse James has announced he will retire from the state Senate months after launching his campaign for the newly redrawn 31st State Senate District. In a press release, State Senator James cited personal reasons behind the decision so he can spend more time with his family. He plans to retire at the end of his current term representing the 23rd Senate District. Following the announcement, Eau Claire County Board member Michelle Magadan Skinner announced her candidacy for the 31st Senate District, challenging incumbent Democratic State Senator Jeff Smith. The University of Wisconsin-Stout has been recognized as a tree campus in honor of Arbor Month. The school is one of just 6 in Wisconsin to receive the designation from the Arbor Day Foundation. To qualify, schools must meet specific criteria in how it maintains its campus environment, including things like programs to plant and maintain trees on campus and offering service learning projects with an environmental focus. University officials credited the work of their students and partnerships with local government entities for their successful sustainability efforts. For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. Wisconsin took another pounding from storms last night with tornado and high winds. Rain and hail fell on already saturated soil, and flooding concerns are growing after what's been one of the wettest starts to April in years. In northeast Wisconsin, the focus has been on the Big Falls Dam on the Little Wolf River. Water levels there rose sharply in the past 24 hours, and officials warned that failure was imminent. Rivers across the state, including the Wolf and Fox, remain high or just above flood stage. Farther south, around Kenosha and Racine, flood warnings have mostly expired, but the ground is still drenched and can't handle much more rain. The National Weather Service says more showers are possible today, keeping flood risks high for parts of the state. 5 Republican state senators are now sitting out this fall's election after Jesse James said today he won't run again. James had planned to take on Democratic Senator Jeff Smith for a Western Wisconsin seat, but he's dropping out, saying time away from his family played a big role in the decision. His choice means Republicans lose another possible candidate in what's already a tight race to keep their majority. The GOP started this session with 18 seats to Democrats' 15 and will need to win at least 2 of 4 swing seats to stay on top. Senator Howard Markline is now the only Republican planning to run again in those contested districts. And a lab worker at the University of Wisconsin-Madison is in trouble with the law. Police say Makoto Kuroda was arrested last week on charges of recklessly endangering safety for having a chemical in the lab. It's unknown what the chemical was, but police were called when an odor was coming from the facility. The 41-year-old Madison resident was taken into custody and booked into Dane County Jail. Officials called it an isolated incident, adding there's no danger to the public. More news is available at civicmedia.us.
Another loss for Milwaukee. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports baseball. When the Brewers host the Blue Jays tonight, they'll be trying to snap a 6-game losing streak. The crew losing 9-7 last night in extra innings. They're now at 500 with a record of 8-8. Tonight it's Chad Patrick on the mound for Milwaukee against the Blue Jays right-hander Dylan Cease. Christian Yelich is out, placed on the 10-day IL with a groin injury. One report, though, says he could be out 4 to 6 weeks. The Wisconsin Badgers have named Marcus Sedbury as the interim AD. to replace Chris McIntosh as athletic director. Sedbury's been an assistant the past 4 years. Head coach Luke Fickell says McIntosh told him last week he was leaving for a job with the Big Ten.
You know, as Mac and I sat and we talked about like having a guy, if you know him really well and you could sit down and be friends with, but we all understand this is big boy ball and this is a big business, and it comes down to doing your job and doing it really well. And you know what helps the relationship best of all is having success on the field and having a good product.
That's Luke Fickell with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be partly cloudy with a chance of a shower, maybe an isolated thunder shower later this afternoon into this evening. Our high right around 70 today. Tonight, scattered showers, thunder showers with a low of 48. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, a few showers with a high of 71. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature 44.
That's your WCFW and the Tap Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WCFW.FM or thetap.fm.